Yeah, from my experience, I would say that this insecurity or this freezing up situation happens not only at work situations, just like in this viewer's case, but in any situation in your life. Maybe at college, or maybe you are meeting somebody new, or you are at a party, and then you feel that anxiety, that insecurity, and then you freeze up. We're going to be giving you guys some really nice tips to overcome this today, both in the workplace, but it can also be applied to other scenarios in your life.
So one of our viewers sent us a really nice burning question. And of course, if you have burning questions, let us know in the comments and we might answer on a future episode.
Okay, so here's what we got. My problem is I can understand English and I can communicate to a certain extent. But at work, everybody is a native speaker and I literally struggle with my communication daily. If there is any meeting scheduled, then I feel like I freeze or freeze up. I get nervous and I'm not able to speak anything during the meeting. And after the meeting is over, I feel so sad. I don't know how to articulate probably the words or the thoughts, and I'm struggling daily with this. Okay, Ethan. So the question here is, I freeze up during my work meetings. What should I do?
It's a very good question. I have a lot of friends who work in multinational corporations, and this is so common. There's people from all different countries that are speaking English as their second or third language, and there's one native. Everyone loses confidence in that meeting because that one native that's there. So it's just this whole psychological trigger.
It is. That actually reminds me of a nice piece of data about the native non-native ratio. Most people in the world who speak English are actually non-natives. I believe the number is 1.5 billion non-native speakers to every 360 million native speakers. So if you speak English as a second language, chances are most of the time you will be interacting with non-native speakers. So I think knowing that can already give you some comfort in knowing that, hey, I mean, these people are just like me. They are also English learners. English is not their first language. So why should I be so stressed out?
Serendipitously, coincidentally, today I was listening to a podcast with a psychologist and neuroscientist named Dr. Tara Swart. I believe that's how you pronounce her name. On Diary of a CEO, they were talking about how powerful our thoughts are. And not sure if it's the case of this fan here, but I can imagine so. They're probably already going into that meeting with a lot of anxiety and a lot of thoughts in their head of, I'm going to freeze up, I'm not going to understand, maybe even things that are more damaging, like I'm so stupid, my English is horrible, I'll never be able to do this. When you believe those things, they're realized. This is really fascinating because what she says is that the first step is noticing that we have these repetitive negative thoughts that are sabotaging us, that are leading to our lack of confidence, and instead replacing that with a positive affirmation, because we really have the power to reprogram our brain. If we are able to overpower these negative thoughts with an opposite positive thought or affirmation, and we do that so often that our brain will start believing the thing that we're telling ourselves more often, and then it will become realized. So in this case, if you're finding yourself saying, I'm going to freeze up, I'm going to fail, no one's going to understand me, I'm going to feel lost, switch it around. So instead of, I'm going to freeze up, start telling yourself, I'm going to perform confidently, I'm going to make myself understood. Doing these kind of things, they're also going to change your actions because you'll start aligning yourself with actions that make this real. That's a diagnosing your self-talk can be a really powerful first step.
It reminds me of changing your paradigms, right? Like changing the way you see yourself. To give something more practical to this viewer, I would also recommend maybe, I don't know, create a cheat sheet with some useful phrases that you can use in your meetings and leave that list next to your computer. Just to give an example of some sentences you can use, look, today we are here to discuss the progress on the blah, blah, blah project. Or any final thoughts before we close the meeting? You see, so make a list of useful phrases like that, and then every time you feel like you want to share something in the meeting, look at your list, and then you say something, you share something, and then you stop.
I would say similarly to that too, is that something we call practice like you play. If you know the meeting is going to be on a certain project or it's going to be on a topic that you're not so confident about, maybe it's something to do with the environment and you know you might be lacking some vocabulary, create an actual script for things that you might have to say, how you think that dialogue might go. And you could either practice this in front of the mirror, record yourself, listen to it, practice this over and over again so you feel confident talking about the topic, Even better, if you have a teacher, you can do a role play. I used to do this when I was teaching a lot with my students. If they told me they had something that was coming up that they were nervous about, we would spend a couple weeks where we were just focusing on practicing that. So this can be one reason why a teacher can be a really good investment, especially if you need to use your English professionally.
So have you been learning many nice words today? I'm sure you are. But let me ask you something. Do you think you will be able to remember all these words and expressions we are explaining today a week or 2 weeks from now? Probably not. Because if you don't come back to these words and review them, you forget them. But there is a very effective learning technique you can use to really remember the new vocabulary you have been learning with us. This technique is called spaced repetition. Spaced repetition is a learning technique that involves reviewing and revisiting information at increasing intervals over time. The basic idea is to expose yourself to the information you're trying to learn in a way that optimally reinforces your memory. And we have made it easy for you to incorporate spaced repetition in your learning with the Real Life English app. With the app, you can learn tons of words, phrasal verbs, and expressions with our cutting-edge technology that helps you review the words you're trying to remember by presenting the new vocabulary to you at strategic times. Thousands of learners have already benefited from our app, and you can be the next one. So if you want to go from feeling like a lost, insecure English learner to becoming a confident, natural English speaker who actually remembers the new words you learn, download the Real Life English app right now. The app is free to download and try, and once you download the app, make sure you take our free training, the Fluency Challenge. The Fluency Challenge will teach you how to use the app to learn new vocabulary faster using spaced repetition. I'm going to leave the link to the app here, up here, or in the description of this video. Or if you prefer, you can also go to Google Play Store or Apple App Store, search for Real Life English, and download the app from there. One final thing I would say about this, Ethan, is, I mean, speaking from personal experience, I have been in the workforce for 20 years now, and I have worked with native speakers of English over this time. And at least the native speakers I've worked with, they don't really care about whether you make a lot of mistakes when you speak or not. As long as you are understandable, intelligible, they can understand what you're saying, they don't usually make a big deal out of it, at least in my experience. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you made that mistake, or you said this and it's that. I've never had a negative experience in 20 years working with native speakers like that.
In fact, I've been on the other side of this as a manager here at Real Life English, that we've had different team members who are that person who don't feel confident to speak up in meetings. And I'll bring this up with them in a one-on-one meeting, so it's more of a comfortable situation for them. This is, again, it's common for many people. And what I'll usually tell people is just have as your goal to share one idea during that meeting. So if this is the case for you, that you're freezing up, you're not saying anything, just jot down what's one idea about this topic that you could have that you can share, or one question. It doesn't even have to be some idea, because maybe there's pressure there that you have to say something that sounds really smart, but it could just be one question, raising your hand or saying something and asking that question. And the thing that this is doing is just breaking the silence. So then after that, you'll feel less pressure to speak. It's kind of like all this pressure builds up. If the time's passing, you haven't said anything, by the end of the meeting, you're feeling like it's too late. And a final note I would say is, for some people, maybe you have deeper anxiety issues. And if that's the case, you might consider even going to a psychologist or another professional who can help you to diagnose or to identify what the deeper underlying issue or belief that you're struggling with is, and you can take care of that so it's not causing issues when you're at work. All right, and once again, if you are watching this and you yourself have some issue, some pain that you are really struggling with your English, then let us know. Leave us a question down in the comments below, or shoot us an email at hello@reallifeglobal.com, and we would love to bring it up and answer it for all of our audience here on the podcast.
Aw, yeah, global citizens. I just want to tell you, in case you don't know, that this lesson was taken from the Real Life English podcast. However, it was just a clip from the full episode. If you want to access the full lesson and learn even more with us, make sure you download the Real Life app. See you there!